Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open door, you'll come to see, when you keep an open mind, excuse me, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. It will also open the door to you to all kinds of new understandings, and you'll see where we can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome world-famous medium Leo Bonomo. He is a professional, inspirational, clairvoyant medium and psychic. He's been privileged to give readings in Germany and has appeared on TV, on the Circle TV, on channel 166, the informational channel, and that, I assume, is in the UK. In October of 2010, he did a small tour of New Zealand doing private readings and a theater booking. He's also spent time supporting an international healer and his workshop. His many gifts include clairvoyance, which is seeing, clairaudience, which is hearing, and clairsentience, feeling. Also clairgustance, the sense of taste, and clairessence, being aware of smell, so all five senses. These address and readings in various degrees of trance when the occasions are due. He's written poetry, books, and spiritual messages by automatic writing, and some of his poems have been published in two compilation books. They are The Spirit Writes and Joy of Peace, both published by Tudor Press. He has been fortunate enough to have also channeled a book directly from Spirit called Summerland, which gives explanations of passing, life on the plains, spirit possession, caught death, mediumship, and many other related topics. And his book of poems has 54 poems in it, and it's called The Book of Thoughts. Now, I'm going to give you his web address in just a moment. We have 16 callers on the line already, and we may not be able to get to all of you. I don't think we will. We're going to go long today. We'll go past the hour mark. But Leo is an incredible medium. He's given me a perfect reading on my mother, who left this earth a year and a half ago. He was able to accurately detail the final years of her life, including the circumstances of her passing, spot on, and gave me some wonderful messages from beyond. So I think that you'll treasure a personal reading. Today, of course, the readings are going to be short and sweet. So let me give you his web address, and please write this down, because whether or not you get to talk to Leo today, you may indeed decide to do a full reading with him. So here it is. It's leo-bonomo.com on the World Wide Web. That's leo-bonomo, B-O-N-O-M-O.com. So let me welcome Leo. How are you?
I'm very well, David. It's quite an honor to be on the show.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you, Leo. As I mentioned to you, you're one of my most popular guests, and there's no surprise there. You are a truly gifted man, and we welcome your gifts.
Oh, thank you. I'm just a small cog, David.
As we all are, but, you know, we all have different gifts, unique gifts, and we all have a common bond, but some of us have more profound spiritual experiences and connections with the spirit world, and that is you. And
yes.
I wondered if you could speak for a moment about how other people might open up their own psychic potential, because we all have that potential, whether or not we realize it.
That's true. Everybody's psychic to a degree. Skeptics tend to deny it, of course, but we're all psychic to a degree. And it really starts off, if you like, from animal intuition. So, you know, back in the days when we lived in caves and that kind of thing, we had to have some sort of sense, as animals do, whether things were safe or not. So everyone is born with it. One of the things that's good to do is to go and find a circle, a development circle to sit in, and you can find those at spiritualist churches. There are some institutions. Myself, I'm also the UK director of a company called the ASSMPI.org, which is the American Society for Standards in Mediumship and Psychical Investigation. And we also run online classes. Some churches will charge a particular amount. Some institutions charge a lot of money for this. And for us, we do it for free. It's a charitable organization. And what development basically is about is honing those senses. So we learn about the chakras or chakras, depending how you want to pronounce it. And we learn essentially to control those. So people would be aware that we have a base, a spleen, stomach, heart, throat, forehead and crown chakra. And what we do in mediumship, as well as psychic abilities, but more to do with mediumship, is we learn to manipulate the chakras. And what that really involves in is tuning in a bit like a radio. So we learn to extend those frequencies, and we learn to fine tune them to get to the level where we need, where spirit can come a long way down and we can come a small way up, so that we meet at that part and messages can be given. It takes a long time. I've seen spirit since I was 2. I'm now 61, so I've been blessed to have 59 years experience, but I learn something every day. It's not a thing that you can say, right, I've been on a course and that's it. That's basically how we learn to use the chakras, use the energies, and link in. It is something that should really be very normal. It's something that is within us, and we have, as we've got modernized to an extent, but it's coming back now. So many people have great experiences, whether it's just knowing that the phone is going to ring and a friend is there that we may not have heard from for decades. So, you know, that's essentially what we do, develop. And as I say, there are lots of circles about, some home circles, churches, but also the ASSMPI, we teach there as well.
Let me ask you a question. I've had periods in my life where I've been profoundly intuitive and empathic, where I've been able to put out a thought of a person and they call me within 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm not in that place now. How can you explain that?
Sometimes there is a great need for contact to be made with that person, and we might feel that it's our need to reach out.
Mm.
But sometimes it's their need reaching out to us, and we think of them, and as you say, send that thought out, and we might think, oh God, I wonder what happened to them, or I wonder how they are.
Yeah.
And then they call. So sometimes it's our intuition needing to reach out. Sometimes it's them reaching out to us. So there are times when there's a specific need. That need isn't always there. But what that connection does is it confirms to us that this ability is real and these energies are real.
Let me ask you one more question, and then we'll move on to the calls, because I'm sure people are anxious to talk to you. What's the most profound spiritual experience you've had, or one of the most profound?
I would say it was an epiphany, and it was many years ago. I was working painting houses, and I suddenly got the thought that I didn't think my wife could live without me. I'm now divorced, that's gone a bit askew, but And I thought it wouldn't really be fair. And I asked if we were still together, that maybe we could pass together or one wouldn't leave the other behind. And at that moment, I became so overwhelmed with love that I broke down in tears. And I was crying solidly for about half an hour because I knew that not only had that been heard, it was what was needed at the time. And the wave of love was actually physical. And I would say that was my most profound experience.
Well, thank you. Let me just let the callers know that Leo does cold readings, and by that I mean you don't say anything up front. You'll have an opportunity to ask one question after he does a connection for you, and then whatever comes through will come through. Is that correct, Leo?
Yes, absolutely. I don't need any information. It's all provided by spirit.
Okay, so I'm just going to identify each of you, and Ashley is the first caller. And Ashley, you're live.
Hi,
thank
Ashley.
You. Hi.
How are you doing? Hi.
I'm great, thank you.
Bless you. As I'm linking in with you, I immediately got an image of you from the shoulders up. So when I get that, it tends to be the person is alive, and sometimes I pick up very clearly on who's on the end of the phone. So as I heard your name, I've got an image of a lady with shoulder-length hair. I would say it's either fair or dark blonde. It's wavy. Am I describing you, Ashley?
Yes.
Fantastic. I've got a lady here that calls herself Mother. She does carry a little bit of weight, bless her. She's also got quite long hair. Would that make sense to you?
She cut it, but it used to be longer.
Okay, bless you. I think she's just identifying with your length hair. I'm just going to have a quick listen to what she's got to say. Would you understand her saying that you keep moving around? I think this is more work-related, but you're not settled in what you do. Would that make sense to you?
Same job, different locations, yes.
Different locations, okay, because she wants to identify with that, and she's just giving this to you as a confirmation. I know that things will settle more for you, so I know that moving around is a little unsettling for you. It's not the job as such, it's just this moving around that's slightly problematic for you. You can change that if that's what you want to do. This is more of a information than anything else, because as I'm saying that, I know that you like the job that you do. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, she does want you to know that she's okay. She said, I traveled fast. I think she's talking about when she passed. I don't feel there was an accident, but she moved from this sphere into the next one very quickly. It felt sudden. Would that make sense to you too?
Yeah.
Fantastic. We're going to move on, so hopefully that's okay for you. We've got a lot of people lined up. Take her great, great love and mind. Bless you.
Thank you. Do you see any love for me?
She's heard you, honey. She has. Bless you.
Take care, Ashley.
Thank you.
I think she was asking if you saw any love for her, Leo.
Oh, I apologize. I've got a definite yes for that. She's written 4/5. I don't think it's 4 or 5 months since you've been out of a relationship, so I would say it's 4 or 5 years. Would that make sense to you, Ashley?
Let me put her back on. I muted her microphone. Okay. Ashley, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it's been 4 years.
Fantastic. So it is there for you. Your mum says she doesn't want you to stress too much about it. Try and be a little bit more relaxed. Somebody will come forward. You need someone that's going to look after you properly, and that's a reference to the gentleman that I parted from, because he certainly didn't look after you.
Yes, I understand. Anytime soon, will he be here?
Sorry, Ashley, I didn't quite hear that.
Be here
soon? She wondered if it would be anytime soon, Leo.
Okay. I've been taken to May. May is lit up.
Thank you.
Okay, Ashley, take care.
Bless you.
And, Ashley, I appreciate that you kept your questions to the minimum. Folks, if you ask a question after Leo gives his brief reading, one question only, okay? Kathy is next, and Kathy, you're live.
Hi, Leo.
Hi,
how
Kathy.
Are you?
I'm very
Hi.
Well, bless you. Right. Okay, I've got a lady that's got dark hair. It's more or less jaw length. There's if I say there's a fringe and it's cut straight across and the hair comes down and it's cut very neatly around the back. It's black hair. This is a lady. She's around 5 foot. Where are we going? We're around 5 foot five. There is a little bit of weight with her. I do feel she felt the cold because I'm seeing undergarment, blouse, and then a cardigan on top, and she's wearing trousers or slacks, as you would say in the States. Would you recognize that lady?
I think it's my aunt that passed away this week.
Okay. Yes, I'm getting a nod with that, so she's acknowledged that. Brilliant. I'm just going to quick listen. okay. There were a fair few at the funeral, but would you understand her saying it didn't quite go according to plan? It wasn't disastrous, but there was either a change or something unexpected happened. This funeral was more with a cortege rather than in the church. Would that make sense to you?
Well, the funeral's tomorrow, and my cousin wanted to have it at St. Mary's Church, but they have to have it at a different church.
Right, okay. There's no time in Spirit Cafe, so you may find that the cortege either takes a wrong turn or gets directed a different way round within the graveyard. There's something about that that's been given. But I do understand what you're saying about it needing to be one church and something else, because I think she was referring to that as well.
I think they can't bury her because it's too cold up there where the funeral's going to be.
Right. Okay. It may be that's why the clothing is a little bit heavier, because I felt the clothing was heavier and she felt the cold. But I don't like to make things fit, but I do think she was indicating it was cold, because obviously she wouldn't be cold in heaven. But yeah,
right.
Thank you. Okay, let me see. Would you know whether that lady, I don't know whether it's her or yourself, is very fond of lamb?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Yes. I'm not sure whether it's yourself or her. One of you is very, very fond of lamb, the meat.
Lamb.
L-A-M-B.
Oh, lamb. My sister.
Okay, so she's just giving that as a confirmation again. Take her great love, Kathy, and bless you, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Did you have a question, Kathy?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, thank you. Donna is next, and Donna, you're live.
Thank you, David, and hi, Leo.
Hi, Donna, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well. As I'm linking with you, I've got a gentleman that's quite tall. I would say he's 5'10", something like that. The hair has receded on top. It's not quite bald, but it is cut short at the back. This is a gentleman that carries a fair amount of weight on the stomach. The rest seems to be in proportion with him. He does remind me of an uncle that I had, and that uncle was in the fire service. But So would you understand either this gentleman being in the fire service or the fire service connection with the family?
I don't know. I don't know of any fire connection.
Okay.
But there could be, but I just don't know.
Okay, would you recognize this gentleman? So he's quite tall, there's quite a bit of weight around the stomach.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, not to worry. I'm sure it will come back. I'm just going to have a look.
Could be an uncle. It could be an uncle that I haven't seen for a long, you know, that I haven't seen for a long time before passing. Could have been heavy in the stomach.
Yeah, They're not always immediate family or people you think of. Sometimes they are people you may not have spoken to for some time. It's because it's just evidence. I'm just going to have a listen to what this gentleman's got to say. Would you understand him saying that there has been thoughts about moving? This is moving home. And a need to do that. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this gentleman says there is no real rush, but he would urge you to do that. It will make matters better, is what he says. I have no idea what he's talking about. Hopefully that would mean something to you. So would that make sense to you?
Yeah, I was thinking of moving in with my sister.
Right. Okay. Well, he's kind of urging you to do that. They can't take away free will, but it's a suggestion. What question do you have?
I want to know about my love life, if I'm going to be meeting someone, you know, that would potentially go into a marriage.
Okay. Now, he's talking about the marriage as evidence, but he's also talking about a relationship before that. He said both of them went bad, so this was two bad relationships on the spot. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, I had two that, went bad. Exactly.
Okay, fantastic. This gentleman says that what he wants you to do is to try looking for a different type, a different personality. I know that you have a very keen sense of humour, and this gentleman says you do need someone that will make you laugh. So I know that the relationships with those other two gentlemen, there wasn't a lot of laughing, not a lot of humour in it. Would that make sense to you?
That's true, Leo. Yeah.
Yeah. So just change the type. He says that he will draw a gentleman to you that will make you laugh unexpectedly. So I know that you're going to meet some guy and he's going to say something and it's really going to set you off. And he says that will be a clue for you. I've got no idea what the gentleman coming looks like, but it will certainly be a new start for you, is what this gentleman's saying. Take his great, great love, honey, and mine too, and I'll say prayers.
Thank you.
I know it'll work out.
Thank you very much, Leo. Thank you.
Not at all.
Thanks for calling, Donna. God bless.
God bless you too, David.
Thank you. Okay, we have two callers named Sharon, and the first one's from Arizona. And Sharon,
Hi. You're
live.
Oh, thank you
Hi.
For taking my call. Thank you. Hello. Hello.
Hi. I have a gentleman here. He seems to be fairly tall. I would say about 6 foot. He's exaggerating it for my purposes. I know this gentleman was slim. He talks about you having... bless you. He talks about you having been a high flyer. Now, he finds that funny. It's tickled him. So I'm not quite sure what he means by that, although I know what high flyer means. So would you recognise the gentleman and would you recognise him referring to you as a high flyer in the past?
You know, I recognize him, and High Flyer, he might be using his sense of humor because, or maybe he sees something that's coming that's good. I'm in a industry, and I'm new to an industry that I've become certified and licensed, and I'm working my way through it, and I love the industry, but I am working to make a go of it.
Okay. I know you'll do well. His reference was about in the past that you were a high flyer. It was his sense of humour. He did because he was laughing as he told me that. Okay. Now, I know that you said you love that industry. He says stick with it. It's not entirely straightforward. He's drawing a graph for me. The graph is it's from one point it's rising, and it will level out. And I think where you are now, it's started to level out. It will start to rise again. So there are little peaks, and then it drops a little bit, but it's a continuous line. That's indicating to me that you will do very well in your chosen industry. Says it wouldn't have been your first pick some years ago, but it was something you were really drawn to. Would that make sense to?
Yes, yes.
Fantastic. Have you got a question, Sharon?
Oh, man, I sure do. Thank you so much. Do you see... There's someone by the name, I'm with one company right now, but I want to work for another company. And the person that owns that company, they are definitely a person that's very successful. I mean, they've have good values and they've been very successful. They have some health issues right now. And
yeah.
Does any energy come in on that? I wrote them a business proposal a few weeks ago, and they said, you know, that they mentioned their health issues. If anything were to change, they'll let me know. And I'm just wondering if anyone on the other side has any information on that, if they see me being able to go with that agency, that company.
Okay. This gentleman says that the health issues you've spoken about are sincere, so it is problematic for that person. He says they will take notice of it. No action will be taken, he says, in speech marks, for some time. He's taken me towards July, but he says by then you will be ready, willing, and able to make that switch. So at the moment, as things are leveling out for you and there will be a slight peak, it's just to stay where you are. Once their health issues have once their health has been reclaimed, in other words, they're better. It's a strange way of talking. I do apologize. Once their health has been reclaimed, they will be in touch with you, and then that will be the perfect moment for you to shift. So you need to be where you are at the moment. But he's talking about July and that switch over to what you need.
Okay, so don't go to a different company then. Just stay where I'm at.
Stay where you are at the moment. As I'm asking for another confirmation, if I get food or drink, it tends to be something you love, you hate. I know there are things called bourbon biscuits. I think he's actually referring to bourbon, the whiskey. So would you understand something that you like a lot or you really dislike?
I like fruitcake. I didn't make it for Christmas. I was too busy. That has brandy in it. I'm not really a big drinker. You know, I haven't been for many years. I don't have anything against it. I just haven't had time.
Yeah.
And
God bless you.
So I'm really trying to watch what I put into my system, but you know what I eat. But I don't. You know, I'm not real strict about it. But I do try to. You know, but I've been telling myself, you know, when I feel really relaxed and everything, I say, oh, maybe I'll make fruitcake anyway, you know, just for myself. And it does have, you know, you could put bourbon or brandy or whatever in it. I'm probably the only one on the planet that likes it.
Ah, okay. So there was a reason because they don't say anything by accident. So I know that there was a reason for him bringing bourbon up. Take his great love. He's actually said get well soon. So would you understand there being a slight fluctuation in your health?
I had a real bad day today, and I'm not really sure. I'm asking myself, you know, what this is about? Am I getting ill? You know, am I becoming ill? And I've been trying to eat, you know, just really clean today, you know, lots of vegetables and, you know, just trying to eat clean. So he might be referring to that.
That's what he's referring to. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, neither is he, but he says there isn't anything to worry about. It is just that fluctuation that's been there. Take his great love and mine. I shall ask for healing for you, and I'll say prayers for you.
Oh, thank you.
Bless you. It's a pleasure.
Sharon, take care.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. And you're not the only one that likes fruitcake. I love it, and I used to make it at Christmas. I didn't do it this year.
Oh, gosh, I wish we were neighbors. I'd bring some over.
I know. Well, we'll have to talk sometime. We'll have to share recipes sometime. Do you make dark or white?
For some reason, I always think dark coffee, dark fruitcake, everything dark is supposed to be richer. I could be wrong about that. I don't know. Dark chocolate.
I like too. I like dark, too. Well, we'll talk another time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bless you, Sharon.
That's funny. Okay, we have another Sharon. And Sharon, you're live. She's hoping you'll connect with a specific person. But anyhow, Leo, take it away.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
I've got a lady. I'm very well, thank you. I've got a lady that stepped forward. She does have blonde hair. There's a parting fairly high up on the left side, so the hair's combed to the right. It is more or less shoulder length. It's in between jaw and shoulder. She's a very pretty lady. And would you understand this lady saying that prayers are being said for your situation, but there are also... Again, there are also three or four others around you that are involved in that situation. Would that make sense to you?
That are involved in the prayer or in my situation?
Involved in your situation, and this lady is saying prayers for you. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, she said you need to keep a cool head. She's actually showing me you standing in a line with these other people, and you've taken a backward step. So I know that you're trying to keep a low profile. You're trying to be seen but not involve yourself with it. She's given me the okay sign. She says that's a good thing for you to do, to just back off slightly. Would that make sense to her?
That last part, Leo, it kind of broke. About me stepping back.
She's shown me you standing in a line with these people. And you've taken a step. So she's saying that you're trying to keep a low profile. You're just trying to keep out the way, but you're still there. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because she's given the okay sign and the thumbs up now. You're doing the right thing. She knows you're not quite sure, but she's keep doing what you're doing. It will resolve itself. Would you understand her saying there's a deadline next week? Would that make sense to you too?
No, I don't know. If there is, I don't know about it. Does she say what kind of a deadline?
Leo, are you there? Leo?
Oh, that's scary. That's so, so weird.
Well, I'm going to try calling him back. I may have lost
okay.
him. I've got him on my line, and we'll come back to you, Sharon.
Okay.
Callers, what I'm going to have to do now is play a song so I can call Leo back. And I'll be with you when I can. Okay, hang in there. Okay, I'm going to play a song by Jennifer Farron, one of my favorites, called Throw It All Away. Okay, folks, I have Leo back on the line. We're going to return to Sharon and try to pick up the thread where we left off. Okay, Sharon, you're live.
Okay,
Leo,
I don't know, Leo,
if you remember what you were talking about, but...
I don't have a clue. Sharon, can you remind me the last thing you heard me say?
Yes. Leo, you said that she was telling you there's a deadline next week. And I don't know what
that's
about.
Okay, let me. I've got a blonde lady that stepped forward, and hair's parting on the left, comb to the right. It's quite thick hair. It's more than a shoulder length. If it's not a deadline that has to be reached, then by the end of next week, whatever this problem is, she says there are four or so people involved, including yourself. It will be resolved. She says it's self-determining, so I know that it will end. So whatever we were talking about, I have no idea. But would that make sense to you?
Well, I don't know if she's talking about my housing. I've been in a battle with neighborhood. they're supposed to be fixing things they've never fixed, and they're doing a lot of underhanded stuff. So I don't know
right.
if that's what she's talking
Right. She says there are four other people involved plus yourself. So there's five people involved with this. So would you understand having contact with four other people because of that situation?
Yes. Yes.
That's exactly what she's talking about, yeah. So it will get resolved. She's also written the word dropped for me, so I think that whatever struggle they're putting up, they will drop their case or they will drop whatever it is they're doing. Fantastic. I'm not sure why. I've got a goldfish that I can see. I've got no connection with it. It's very odd, and I hate to ask, but would that make any sense to you?
You know, except that it's gold. I don't, a goldfish. My grandson had a fish that died quite a while
ago. Right. What it, this lady just showed me goldfish. So she's giving that to you as a confirmation that things will be okay for you. So it looks as though it's going to come to a fairly sudden end, whatever that struggle is. So it's going to be dropped. You'll be okay. Out for you.
I will be okay.
Oh, sorry, Sharon. I didn't hear you properly.
No, I appreciate it, Leo. I have one question. What happened on the phone? It happens to me a lot. My phone is being hacked. Do you see them getting caught or stopping this at all?
Did you say your song had been hacked? It broke up slightly.
No, my telephone. My telephone, my phone.
Oh, your telephone.
They interrupt.
Okay.
Right. Interrupt all my calls and listen in. And
it's, I don't know what's involved there. I think it will continue. One thing that you can do, are we talking about a mobile phone? Would that make sense to you? I don't think this is a landline
yeah.
we're talking
uh-huh.
about. Because, right, because this lady said, change the chip. Yeah, she said, change the chip. Yeah, in other words, change the telephone number. Obviously, you can say, friends, you've got a new number, but that's what you need to do. So I think until you do that, it will continue. But I'm not being told what's behind it, apart from a great annoyance. You know, someone who's trying to annoy you.
Right, right. Yeah, they keep breaking in my home and things. And
right.
trying to hurt me. I just was wondering if you see them getting caught or stopped.
You do need to inform the police. You need to get them to try and stake out what's happening. I feel it's not just you they're targeting. Would you understand there being similar incidents in that neighbourhood? And this lady's saying within a 1 square mile, a 1 square mile block, which you form part of, she said that there's a lot going on in that. You may need to check that with the police, but do make sure they look and they try and stake the house out, because I don't feel it's going to go away too easily until they get caught, and they need to be stopped. And I'm honest with you, so I'm not going to say yes, it'll be fine by next week. It does seem as though it's something continuing, but I would certainly change the chip in the mobile phone, definitely involve the police so they can keep an eye on it.
Okay, thank you. I was just wondering if we were safe, if I was going to be safe.
I think that you will be safe. As I ask for another confirmation, if I see you on a block and I'm looking at your block, that part of the road, where are we? If I say you're 2 or 3 houses in from the left-hand side, would that make sense to you?
It's just a condo and I'm on an end unit, so there's like 6 detached houses.
Right. Okay, so if we're looking at that part of the road, you would be two or three houses in from the left-hand side. Would that make sense to you?
No, I'm on the opposite end. I'm on one end. But I am the one that is what you're looking at.
Ah, okay, okay. Because this lady is just trying to give this as a confirmation. So
right.
I know things will work out. It's going to take a little longer. I shall definitely say prayers for you and ask for the situation to get sorted out.
Okay, we're going
I'm
to
sorry.
Need to move on.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had that interruption. It was probably because of my caller. So thank you.
It's fine. No worries. God bless you.
You're okay,
okay
Sharon.
You
thank
so
you for calling. And thank you for being patient. Okay.
Well,
God bless. Okay. Denise is our next caller. And Denise, you're live.
Yes. How you doing?
Hi, Denise. I'm good.
Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
Right. I've got a lady that's come forward. She's black, very nice lady. She's talking about there being a mixture of cultures in your family, and she's taking me to dad's side of the family, so there seems to be a slight mix in culture there. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, all my grandkids are mixed, yes.
Fantastic, because she wants to... she's using strange language. She says, I want to award to you my great thanks, my love, and for the patience that you bear these troublesome things with. She's talking about health not being perfect for you, but manageable. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. And also for your patience in dealing with other people. I'm seeing a little video running in my head, and I know that people come to you for advice. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, that's true.
And if I said that you were sensitive in a psychic and clairvoyant way, would that make sense as well?
I have a gift, but I don't know what's my calling. Yes.
Okay. I think your calling is to be able to give advice like that, because I can see when people are asking you questions or you're speaking to them and they need help, I can see thoughts being pushed or intruded into your thinking. And really that's relationship, and it's a number of people that are there. But when you're needing that information to help someone, someone's feeding you that information, and so you would recognise that the thoughts just come, and sometimes the words spill out. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic, because this lady says you are doing a grand, grand job. Just keep on doing what you're doing. She says she's making a joke of this, but she said you might have to ease up a bit. So I know that there are a lot of people there. When we tend to work like this and we accept it as a calling, sometimes a lot of people can come. And she says we don't want you to get overwhelmed. So don't feel sad that you can't help everyone or you sometimes need time to yourself, because you're very generous with your time. Fantastic. Would that make sense to her?
Yes, that's true. I said that I was going to bag up. Yes, I recently said that to my daughter. Yes.
Oh, bless you. Okay, so obviously they're listening and they're feeding that back. She says you are itching to ask a question. She finds that quite funny. So I don't know whether there's it's a reference to a real itch that you need to scratch in some sense. But ask the question, honey.
Yes, my question is, I have two cases pending that can bring possible income for myself because I'm in poverty status. Do you see either one of those cases being approved?
As you asked that question, this lady wrote number two. So I feel they've both got a chance, but number two is going to get through. She says by the skin of her, by the skin of its teeth. So I know that it will get through. It will lead to other things. Whatever the first case is, I don't know what she means by normal, but she says the first case, that's kind of normal. The second case is a little bit different. So she's giving that to you as a confirmation. So would that make sense to you too?
Yes.
Fantastic, because it's the second one that's going to go through. Okay. Would you understand a gentleman who's living called Donald or Don? Would that make sense to you, honey? Sorry, I didn't hear that. Right, okay. You need to send thoughts to Donald. He's needing some sort of help, and thoughts and prayers will help thrown in his direction. I know you've said you haven't seen him for a while. This lady says there is a chance that you might meet again. So whatever the friendship is that's there, he does need a kind word as well when you meet him. Take this lady's great love. She's really, really happy that she's got through. She says it's been a struggle. So I do feel that you've gone to other readers and the solution hasn't come through for you till now. Would that make sense as well?
Yes, that's true.
Fantastic. She's really happy to be here. Take her great love and mine, honey. God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Denise. Bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay. Boy, that was a good reading, as they all have been. Laura is next, and Laura, you are live.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Laura. How are you? sorry. I've got a lady here with a lovely sense of humour. She showed herself and she said she was about, I didn't quite get a gauge on her height. I got a quick flash of what she was like and she said, I'm about 5'4". She says, Laura's not too big either. So she means that in a nice friendly way. But if I was diplomatic and said you weren't the tallest lady in the world, would that make sense to you?
Yes, sounds like my mom.
Fantastic. It does sound like motherly advice, I've got to say. She knows you work hard and you put everything that you can into what you do. So this is her sense of humour. Sorry, she's still making me laugh. She said, you need to get off your butt and do something. I know that you're doing a lot. So would you understand that as typical of her sense of humour and something she might say?
Yes.
Fantastic. She's showing me pink roses, but then she's, she's showing me pink roses first of all, then yellow rose, and then a white rose. So these are standing in the line. So those particular flowers and colours should mean something, but they also mean something together. Pink, yellow, and white. So there's a colour scheme there. I've no idea what meaning behind the colour scheme. Would you understand the roses, those particular colours, and that colour scheme as well?
No, not really. I had pink roses all around her casket, but I don't know about the yellow and the white roses.
Right. When you got married, she said there were white roses there. Would that make sense to you? She says we're going back a bit now.
I've never been married.
Right. Ah, okay. So, right. So would you know about white roses when she got married then?
I actually don't know. She might have had white roses at her wedding, but I actually don't know. Which I should know, but I don't.
Okay. No, that's fine. I know the pink yellow and white roses will mean something. That's something for it'll come to you. There is definitely a meaning for it and the scheme as well. Have you got a question, honey?
Wait. You know what, though? I think I bought her, in the past, I bought her porcelain Lennox roses, and I do think I might have bought her those colors in the porcelain rose from Lennox. Maybe that's what she's referring to. That might be the case. I don't know. Yeah, so my question, Leo, about work, I'm looking for a job, so I was wondering if you're picking up anything about that. Did I lose you?
Leo, are you there?
Yeah. Did we lose Leo?
I think we lost him again.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'll do the same thing I did before. I'm going to play a different song called The Changes in You by Alba Molina, and we'll come back to you, Laura.
Behind every single achievement, there's always faith. It's power that comes from within you, trust in a bigger strength. Just know that it is possible, it's in you. To know that the key is inside you, to know that it's up to you.
Okay, I have Leo back on the line. You're there, Leo?
I am, yes. Can you remind me what you heard me say last?
I'm going to ask Laura to do that because I was spacing out. Laura, can you remind him?
Yeah, so Leo,
you
mentioned a white, yellow, and pink rose. And I said I think I might have bought my mama some porcelain roses from Lennox in those colors, maybe. That might be the roses.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Okay. As you're talking about that, Laura, I've got a lovely lady that stepped forward, small like you. She says, "Lovely sense of humour." I do think it's that's come forward. Where are we? I've still yellow roses. Okay. She said not to worry about those roses and the colours for the moment. Have you got a question you'd like to ask, Laura?
Yes, about finding a job in my field, so I have some stability, financial stability, so I'm worried about, I'm looking for a job.
Okay. I know you like what you do. What your mum is saying, it's time to do something else. Look in, she's called it a different arena. They don't use any words by accident. So would you understand needing to look in a different type of arena, an arena being a connecting word with that?
So I have a feeling that Spirit is trying to get me to practice my spiritual gifts a little bit more. I do presentations, so I could see myself traveling and giving readings and presentations, but only after I've developed my skills to that degree, and I haven't done that yet. So until I do, I would prefer to get a job in my field to pay my bills and put a roof over my head. That's what I'm really looking for. I'm willing to work on the spiritual development on the side, but I'm not ready to jump into that right now. So that's the thing. I just need a job in my field. I just do.
Oh, no. I don't know if I lost Leo again or not.
I don't know what's going on. But, Dave, I'll tell you what, this thing just keeps coming up. And I don't understand why. I just want a job in my field. I don't see why that's so hard.
Right. Well, listen, Laura, let me tell you this. If you ever decide you are ready to do readings, I'd love to have you on as a guest on the show. So take down my email address so you have it, if you have a pen handy.
Okay. I'm not ready, though. You know that, David. I'm not ready. I don't want to do it yet. I don't understand why this is getting, I feel like it's being forced on me, and I don't understand that. I just want to do my job in my field so I can develop the skill sets on the side. I'll work on it on the side, but I need something immediately.
Okay. Well, I'm messaging Leo. What I'm going to do this time, instead of playing a song, is just going to hold silence in the studio. So everybody hang in there. We have one more identified caller. Then we'll go on to phone numbers. And we may get to a few more of you. We're going to go until 6:30 Eastern time. So, Laura, just hang right in there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go again. There's going to be silence in the studio.
I just want a job. I don't understand why I can't get my job. Why is this job? Why can't I just get my job?
Hi, guys.
Leo, well, I don't know what's going on, if it's the phone lines or what. It must be the phone lines because that's how we're communicating. Let's try it one more time. If we have another falling out, we'll call it an evening. But the studio is still recording. It's just that no more callers can get through. And we're not going to be able to get to all of you tonight, folks. So I'm going to give you Leo's website so that you can get in touch with him on the World Wide Web. Get your pens out there, and Laura is still connected to you. And once again, I have no idea what you were talking about. I'm sorry, I was working on something else. Leo's website is leo-bonomo, BONOMO.com, leo-bonomo.com, spelled just like it sounds. So, Laura, you want to remind Leo what you were talking about?
Leo, you were talking about an arena. I need to look into a different arena. I just want to get a job or a contract in my field of what I do for a living. Even if it's just a short-term contract, I want to know about that. Do you see that coming up for me?
Oh, Laura, I'm sorry. I think we've lost him one more time.
Oh,
Well, let me message him on Facebook. And what's the question?
I want to know about a short-term, long-term contract, a contract opportunity. I develop training for a living, so if it's developing training, anything like that. I just need something to tide me over.
Okay. I'm Facebooking him. This is just too frustrating to try to connect with him again by phone. And, Laura, let me give you my email address. Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My real name is different than my stage name. It's D. Cowder, C-O-W-D-E-R.
Well, wait, one second. Okay, so it's D as in David?
Yes. Cowder, spelled just like it sounds, C-O-W-D-E-R.
Okay.
At twcny.rr.com.
Decoder, C-O-W-D-E-R, at TWCRY.
CNY dot RR dot com.
CNY dot RR dot com. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay.
So
you're welcome. And Leo says
take
yes,
care.
It's going to be. Leo tells you, yes, it's going to be 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
Man. You know, they just want me to work on this, I guess. I'm going to have to do it or I'm never going to get anywhere. That's the way it is. Thanks. Thank you.
Okay. And my apologies to the rest of you callers. I'm so sorry that we could not get through to you, Lynn. I'm going to have Leo back on the show in May or June, so check out my postings. The way you can check them out is going to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E. I think I see you, Trish. Once again, Leo's website, as you can tell, he's had pretty much spot-on readings for people, lots of confirmations. So don't be timid about contacting him for a full reading or whatever you want. As I said earlier in the show, I had an amazing reading. He was 100% accurate about all the events connected to my mother's passing and gave me some wonderfully soothing messages from beyond. So you can find him on the World Wide Web at leo-bonomo.com. And Laura, God bless you.
Thanks.
Okay. And folks, let me tell you who's coming up next week. I believe I've got another psychic on, another psychic medium. Let's see here. I have Michelle Milio on next Friday. She is a wonderful psychic. That's at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And the following Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, I have a brilliant psychic medium from the U.K. by the name of Sue Breen, who happens to be a friend and colleague of Leo's. So call in 15 minutes early before those shows if you want to get a spot in the queue. And for now, it's once again time for us to come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.